What is going on, y'all? So today I had a great consultation with somebody. She went on, she was came on and she told me, hey, I can't wait for this to work. You know, this is the thing that I hope works. So firing off the gate, telling me her situation and everything. And I instantly stopped because she said, hey, you know what? I watched your TikTok, then I went to YouTube and I watched your videos on there. And she was like, I loved how genuine you were. And the most genuine conversation I ever had with somebody, a client before, was that I instantly refunded her money. And I told her, I was like, hey, you don't have a job. You cannot be a client right now, right? I want you to get a job first. She's like, oh, but you know, I had some money saved up. And I said, nope, I want you to get a job first. Because I don't want you to launch your business from desperation, but with inspiration. Right? I want you to be abundant. I don't want you to be thinking, oh man, I just spent $25 on a lead and didn't go through and then like feeling bad about all this, right? You don't need to do that. That's not where you need to be. You need to be in a position where you have money to pay your bills and that this business is a side business, right? And I gave her this perfect example in sales. We used to say the base pays your bills and the commission buys the Lambo, right? And that's really what it is, right? Is that you should have a job that pays your bills, and you should have a business that helps you to pay debt faster or to save for the future or to rapidly increase so that way you can retire sooner, whatever that is for you, right? But remember that. Never start a business. I don't care what business it is, from a place of desperation. Always start a business from a place of inspiration. That means have a job, right? Most of these gurus out here, what they'll do is, they need you to buy their things so that way they can pay for their fake houses, their fake Lambos, the stuff that they rent on the weekends. I mean, Miami's full of these type of people, right? You go down there, I promise you, you're going to see somebody with a rented Lambo, taking videos and all that, or even a rented penthouse, right? But as for me, I don't need all that because I actually have a business that makes me money outside of coaching, right? I don't need to coach. I don't need to have a course up running. I don't need it, right? And because of that, I can function differently. I can actually help people. I can give them real advice, right? I don't need to sell you on my $10,000 course because I can go make $10,000 in an actual business, right? I can formulate that together. I can go charge a real business owner some real money and help them with their social media, right? So at the end of the day, I always want you to know that if any coach or any person or course creator online tells you, hey, don't worry, you know, just pay $10,000, $20,000, that's because they're in desperation, right? If they're not doing the thing anymore and they're just selling you on it, they're liars. All right. I'm calling it out. I don't care. I'll call them out. I'll tell them. All right. So with that being said, my message for you today isn't really like anything solid. It's really just that like there's good coaches out there, but you may just have to look for them. You're gonna have to dig through some of the shitty ones before you get to the good ones like us. All right. Hope you have a good night. Talk to you later. Thanks.